Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. We are so ready for fall. Today's episode is all about getting cozy, making fall nice and cozy. So, yeah, Rach, how are you doing? How's your chin? How's the nose?
Great. Great.
Good.
Day by day, the swelling's going down.
Amazing.
I still feel kind of like the crimson chin quite a bit.
How much more swelling do you feel like you have, like in a percentage?
I honestly have no idea.
I feel like you out of 100% look still like 70 to 80% swollen.
I kind of, yeah, that feels right. I don't know, but it feels right because like I'm not as massive as I was, but I like still feel swollen.
Like you definitely, like you don't quite look like Rachel yet.
Yeah.
But like you do, but like you don't. Like your nose does, but your chin does not quite look like it. Before. Yeah.
Well, because what it also did is it's like stretched my lips. My lips are more thin right now. And I was talking to my friend that worked in the plastics a while ago, and she was saying like that's totally normal with chin implants. Like it almost like stretches and make your, because yeah, my lips are thin, like thin right now because they're like stretched horizontally.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm waiting for, like I can't, when I smile, you can't see my bottom teeth. And normally you can see my bottom teeth.
Yes.
So it's like still tight there. So I'm just waiting for that. I smile kind of weird right now, but I do have a call with my doctor on Tuesday morning. So we'll be able to chat more about that.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'm excited. So has he given you like any instructions thus far on like what you are allowed to start doing to manage swelling and things?
No, he said I was doing all the right things, taking my Arnica, bromelain, trying to eat high protein, drinking pineapple juice, all the things. I'm icing. I use my Skinny Confidential ice roller and it feels amazing.
The best.
I came to Flourish this past week and I hit a milestone that I'm really proud of. I dunked my head under the cold plunge for the first time.
It's rejuvenating. Like doing that, like you feel like, man, I feel like a woman.
Ow! For real. No, for real. So
that's funny.
Yeah, no. I'm excited for this fall cozy season. We just dropped our sweat sets. So I feel like this episode is like the perfect episode to come out with that cozy, the brown cozy. This is the softest material we've had, I think.
I agree. No, it's actually like my favorite. And I think that we should have done brown a long time ago.
And it has pockets. I'm very excited about the pockets.
Yeah. So there's so much that I want to talk about when it comes to merch, but we'll save.
Yeah. Well, what are your favorites this week?
Ooh, okay. Let's think. What have I done this week? My favorites. Let's see. the Just Ingredients hot chocolate takes the cake right now. I am in my hot chocolate adaptogen era and I recently repurchased my hot chocolate bag and it is like a staple for me, especially during the cold months. I feel like it helps me sleep so much better. It helps me just like take a little chill pill throughout the day. That's been my fave. I went to Aubergine's again. I've been there several different times and I feel like their milkshakes have been the best. Have you tried their strawberry one?
No. Well, actually, I took a sip of one of my friends. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember which one she had. I don't think it was strawberry.
Okay. They have a strawberry one that's like the Hailey Bieber dupe. And then they have a mint chocolate chip one. Ooh, that one is so good.
Yum.
I would say either of those are a slam dunk.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are my faves. What about you?
Yummy. Well, mine is also food. So, love this for us. Have you ever been to Chiba Hut?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I used to go all the time when I was in high school and in college because I went to MCC and I was across the street.
So, do you know they have one on Higley and Baseline?
Shut up. When did they do that?
It opened, like, right before I left for Utah for my surgery.
Okay. So it's like not like that long ago.
Yeah. Pretty recent.
Slay. Awesome.
So I was craving that today. So we just went and got Chiba. So anyone who doesn't know, Chiba is a sandwich place and it's basically like stoner vibes.
Everything is named after weed.
Yeah. Like one of their most popular is called White Widow. They have like bongs hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. Like on their menu, they call it like their munchies. Mm-hmm. They have like for their drinks, they say to cure your cotton mouth. Like it's all very much stoner vibes.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so fun.
That's so funny. Have you tried their pretzel bites?
No, but I did see today that they have them. But
those are really good.
I already got swig pretzel bites.
She's making her rounds.
No, for real. Like today I went to the car wash and then Swig was on the way back and I have one of those free like cards for a free drink and a free pretzel.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, well, it's free. I might as well. So I went through Swig and then I was like, well, it's lunchtime. I need Chiba Hut. And
that's hilarious.
I had a great day.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
That's so funny.
What are your updates?
Okay, updates this week. Let's see. Oh, I have a big update. I got my teeth done.
Woo!
And I'm still looking like, nay, a little bit, but I feel like it's fine. My teeth, I'm adjusting to them. They're a little bit bigger than like my natural teeth are. So I felt like a horse girl for a second. That's why I just neighed like a horse, if you didn't catch that. But no, they look so good. And like, I really am like starting to love them. And I highly recommend to do things that make you feel confident and better about yourself. And my teeth have always been an insecurity for me. And so I'm just so glad I got my teeth done. And so I did that on Thursday. And then I had team pictures on Friday, which were fantastic. We used Click by Carly. She's here locally. If you're in Arizona, shout out to her. And Saturday, Sunday, yeah, the last 2 days I have been training Mallory. She will be offering hair scans here very soon, and she flew in from Nebraska, which is so cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I have another girl flying in next week from Nebraska as well for hair scan training.
Pop off Nebraska.
And then last week I trained a girl in California, so I've been doing hair scan trainings back to back to back, and they are freaking awesome. I think I haven't talked about them in quite a while on the podcast, but I do offer hair scan trainings. If you are an esthetician wanting to learn, I am the hair scan trainer for Cell Wellbeing when it comes to aesthetics. And so let me know if you guys are wanting to implement that into your practice and I can get you all set up for it. Yeah, it's a huge slay. I love it.
Do it. Do it. If you're thinking about it.
For sure. What have you been up to?
Well, first I want to say your teeth look amazing.
Thank you.
Like, I want your teeth in my mouth. Not in a weird way, but like your teeth look so good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I should probably shout out Dr. Broadbent. He's at One Dental Studio. Check him out on Instagram. And he does free mock-ups and free consultations if you're interested in getting your teeth done.
His teeth are good.
They
like
are good.
On his page, I was stalking him. They're literally perfect.
They are. And, okay, sorry. Like, I'm just going to, like, can I take, like, one more minute, Rachel?
Oh, my gosh, please.
Okay, so my teeth that I got done, if you were like, what the frick? Like, did you get your teeth cleaned? No, I got veneers. But I did the no-prep veneer. It is, like, non-invasive. They did not drill my teeth. They did not make my teeth a nub. I still have my full canines underneath my veneers. And I did porcelain. I did not do composite because composite stains and it chips very easily and you'll have to get it redone several different times. So I did porcelain because these are super durable. They should last a long time, like 20, 25 years. And they are just awesome. And I love that I don't have nubs. And
yeah.
I've got my real chompers. If I wanted to take these off tomorrow, I could, and it would do no damage to my teeth. So that is what I will say, because I think some people think of veneers and they're like, nubs.
Scary. Yeah. We've all seen veneer teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's preface, because I did not just like go jack up my teeth, if anyone's curious. So, yeah. Okay. Take the floor, Rachel.
But if you do choose to do the other veneers too, to each their own.
To each their own. But we've come very far in our technology, yeah. Which I'm very grateful for.
It is cool.
I've wanted it for a long time, but like the nubbish drilling really like freaked me out.
Yeah, it's just intense.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, if I were ever to do anything like that, that's honestly the way to go, because I had only heard of the normal veneers where they shave your teeth down and composite bonding. I didn't know that there were no prep veneers, and that is like amazing.
Yeah, like I would say that they became more popular in like the last 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're not like, you're not like that far behind.
Okay.
you're still up to date. But yeah, talk to me. What's going on in your life?
So I've been so busy with work, which is the best. I love being busy. I think with like being gone, I'm just trying to like squeeze as many people in as possible.
Totally.
Which I love. So I've just been really busy with Revive, doing skin treatments, and then also makeup clients. It is bridal season. I have so many brides coming, and it makes me so happy. I love working with brides. It's just such an exciting thing to be a part of, because it's one of the most special days of their lives. And right. So it's always so fun to work with brides. So I've been doing that. I had an anxiety OCD check-in with my doctor.
Okay.
And I do it about every... So, okay. You all know if you've been listening. So about like a year ago, I started, or maybe even over a year ago, I got my IUD out because I felt like I was nuts. And
thank heavens.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Did things to me. But I got the Oura Ring because I wanted to be more natural and just take out any component that might be contributing to my mental health declining. And so I decided to go to a doctor that specializes in this, and I sat with her for about an hour. She asked me questions, diagnosed me with anxiety and OCD, and gave me some medications, and they freaking changed my life. I'm just putting that out there. They changed my life. Having someone talk to me and actually take the time to try to understand why my brain is the way it is and help me understand and how to cope. And so I was doing check-ins with her like every couple of months, and then every 3 months, and I've been going every 6 months because I've been doing so good. And she's like, honestly, like we can just keep pushing it out, and honestly we could probably start to like ease you off of it. So that is a very exciting thing.
That's amazing.
Thank you. That like, because like the goal isn't to be on medication long term.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have to, I have to. That's okay. But if I can, try to ease off of it. And so this is really just almost like a PSA. If anyone is struggling with mental health, like I'm a huge advocate for it. Being in the dumps, if you've ever been there, you know it is. You don't wish it on anyone. It's absolutely awful. It takes over your entire life, and it affects all aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it affected my work, I feel like, even.
Yeah. It like affects your work, your personal life, your ability to create and establish good habits and maintain. Like it really fudges everything.
It does. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm a big advocate for that. And so like if there's anyone that is struggling, like I always recommend talking to someone. If anyone's local in Arizona, feel free to message me. I'm obsessed with my doctor. She changed my life. I seriously feel like I owe her everything because so she cool. like changed my life. So yeah, I had a check-in with her and it was all so good and so happy. And yeah, that's just getting back into the groove of things from being in Utah for surgery.
That reminded me of something.
Yeah.
I had a naturopath appointment this week.
Oh, tell me about it. No, you haven't.
Okay. Okay, I, vulnerable time. I think I'm like a little bit of like a hypochondriac when it comes to my health, my children's health, and everyone, you know.
Okay.
Just like in my line of work, as you could imagine, I see a lot of things. And it like really, I think also growing up without a parent and also with a mother who was diagnosed with very aggressive breast cancer at 32 years old. And I'm like creeping up to that age. I think I just get really paranoid that could be my fate as well, you know?
Yeah.
And like my mom was a very healthy person, even before being diagnosed with cancer. And so I don't know, it just, you know, it's a little alarming. And like with all the studies coming out that like our generation of children, like my kids, your kids, are not predicted to outlive their parents, just because of the toxin load that we inevitably have here in America. Ugh. I like refuse for my kids to be a statistic. And so I really have tried very diligently and fought very hard for the rights of my children's health and trying to be in control of what they're exposed to as much as I possibly can as their mother. And I went to a naturopath appointment just because I'm trying to establish myself somewhere at the same place, hopefully, that my kids can go as well. And I found a naturopath here locally who also takes insurance, and she also sees children. And so I'm so excited because I got established last week. My kids are going this week. And it was really like validating. This was like the first, I've seen several naturopaths, but this was the first one that like I feel like she really understood me, you know, in a way. And it's refreshing because I know something's going on in my body. There's a reason why my hormones aren't working the way that they should naturally. I've always been extremely estrogen dominant, but I feel like I do all the right things, you know, and I always feel like I'm the only person that I can't figure out when it comes to my health. And I like just convinced myself that like things are wrong with me, even though like I don't have symptoms of things, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's, I don't know, like in a way I feel like I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac. And it was so cool because I expressed to her like, I'm a Christian, like I believe in God, and I just like am so just, I don't know, I feel like all the things that I've chosen to do for my children, I have felt, I'm going to say, spiritually inclined to do from a prompting of some sort. Maybe it's my own intuition, maybe it's the universe, maybe it's the spirit of Jesus, you know, like who knows.
Yeah.
But I had told her just some of like my thoughts and concerns about my own health, and just like that more than anything, I just want to be preventative for anything. And like I have a sewage of genetics between my dad's side is all autoimmune disorders. My mom's side is riddled with cancer. And I just feel like I'm like defying all of these as much as I possibly can. And at the very end of my like hour and a half meeting with her, she like asked if she could say a prayer over me. Aww. And literally said like one of the most powerful prayers that anyone has ever said on my behalf. And it was just like so sweet, and I aligned with her so much, and she like just was very motivating for me that like all of this stuff that has happened in my family can end with me, and like it doesn't have to be me that continues to carry that through other generations, and that like my own diligence is powerful enough to end it here. And that like, I don't know, because I do obviously believe in genetics and things, but it was just so motivating to me and like reassuring that what I'm doing is not in vain. Like I'm not being psycho when it comes to being so vigilant about my health. And anyways, it was just like a really cool experience. And I've never had a doctor pray over me.
No, that's really sweet that she did that. And so I have a question.
Yes.
So what kind of tests does she run as a naturopath?
Everything. She can do every single blood panel. Because she's a doctor, but also she is specialized in naturopathic medicine. Mm-hmm. After getting her degree in MD, PhD, whatever, in medicine. Mm-hmm. So the ones that I'm running is just like a full thyroid blood hormone panel to start with her. And I'm also doing like a GI map with her, just like a fecal matter test.
Okay.
Just to see... just honestly from lifestyle and diet and things, if there's anything going on with, any dysbiosis and whatnot, that's just like her preferred method.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm starting there with her. And then if there's further testing that we're wanting to do, we can do that. And yeah, she's able to prescribe whatever it is that I want, but they don't like... She also has other modalities because the naturopaths that I've seen aren't as natural as I'm wanting to go. Like,
yeah,
you know, and it's always like, oh, like we can help you, but let's put you on MP-thyroid. Oh, we can help you, but let's put you on this. And I'm like, okay, how about a little more holistic? And no one's really been able to get to that level with me. And I told her that was my goal, is to use a lot more herbs in my lifestyle and diet. And she's all on board for that. So that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Well, it's very exciting.
Thank you. Yeah. So, anywho, really fun, really validating. And that is my update with her.
Really, really cool. I'll have to get her information from you.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. Let's dive in.
Yeah. Let's talk about ways you can elevate the treatment room, make it cozy, especially as it's colder outside. Like, 'tis the season.
Yes. I agree. Okay. So, let's see. Ways that you can elevate your treatment room during the fall is switching to even more cozy, warm blankets, fluffy towels, just like thicker plush blankets and cozy throws. I think really can elevate your space, as well as even getting like a heating pad underneath in your, like on your treatment bed. I know that would be fantastic and so cozy.
That would be so nice. Like, imagine, like, it's really cold outside. It's snowing. If you're in a snowy state, or it's just frigid and coming inside and a warm heater.
Yes. Bringing out some like rust and green blankies and the plush stuff, the minky blankets. All of those would be freaking awesome.
Yes. Just melt away into relaxation.
Love.
Okay. Okay, another one I have is lighting. If you have the option for dimming your lights, highly, highly recommend that. And even like just in general, so we have the lights we have are the, what are they called?
These ones?
Yeah, the like rainbow ones.
Yeah. Glonar, is that right?
I don't know what the brand is, but like I the black ones that like, it's a rainbow over the client's face.
Yes. I can't see the other side of that, but it says it on there somewhere.
So yeah, those ones. Even that, if your lights don't dim, keep your lights off and use that to dim, because that has a dimming setting. So like when I'm with my clients, if they're under a jelly mask or for the very end of their facial, I'll turn it down to literally like the darkest setting. Mm-hmm. So it's like a very dark room while we do finishing product and massage, and lighting I think is huge, huge, huge. So if you do have the option to dim, I think that really adds to the coziness of a facial.
I love that. And also to add to the lighting, something that we've incorporated here are like the candle warmers, and we just have like a nice cozy candle underneath, and just the little warmth of like that light on the candle, it like brings the nice little smells, as well as just like another little element to your lighting situation, which I freaking love.
Those are so nice too.
Yes. Another one is aromatherapy. So using things like the seasons with like cinnamon and clove and orange and vanilla are really awesome if you like to use diffusers. I just got a few more of those Pura devices just to throw around, because I love the candles that we have here. We have the Santorini, I don't even know.
It's the Santorini Pura smell.
No. So, well, Santorini, it is that same smell, but we have it in like the candle form. It's like a non-toxic version. I don't know.
Wait, does Pura have non-toxic smells? Because Santorini is a Pura smell.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a...
Or is it a different brand?
It's a different brand.
With the same smell? It has
the same notes, to my knowledge.
Oh my gosh, wait, will you send me that link?
Yes.
Because that's literally my favorite smell.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send it to you.
Bless.
But those are the ones that we have, and I really love them. I think that it's like super warm, inviting, and cozy, and all the good things. But the ones that we have, Pura ones, are like the fall pumpkin vanilla ones and like the spiced something, but they're amazing.
Yummy. Okay, wait, yeah, I'm gonna, after we finish this, I'm gonna take a look at your smells.
Yes, please do.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm always for like the, because you said it was non-toxic.
Yeah,
for the, because like some people get headaches, and so like I'm always trying to find like non-toxic ones.
100%. Yes.
Okay,
I love these ones. No headaches.
Yes,
because I'm the person that gets the headaches.
You know.
That is me.
Okay. Well, love that. I also sometimes with the aromatherapy, and I've seen other estheticians do this, get a 4x4 and put some essential oils on it, and then put that in the towel warmer.
Oh, yeah.
And so it infuses in the towel warmer, so the towels have a little bit of that scent on them.
Love. Yeah.
Okay. Another one, changing up your fall playlist. And also for Christmas time too, my Allison's been on the podcast before, Allie Skin. She has the best playlists. She's got several. She has on Spotify, it's called Allie Skin. She has like 1 through 5. She has 5 different playlists, but I also believe she has a Christmas playlist. And so it's kind of nice to switch it throughout the seasons. I made one for fall time that has a bunch of Vampire Diaries songs on it, because Vampire Diaries just gives like fall vibes to me. It's kind of like moody songs. So changing up the playlist.
Love it. Okay, another thing you can do is offer more seasonal treatments, like different types of hydrating masks or enzymes that are more like pumpkin theme, or just even like fun colors, and marketing those, I feel like, is always a really fun way to incorporate the fall into your treatment room, and it makes it feel more like a unique experience that you can only get exclusively during a specific time of the year.
Love. You could also offer warm beverages to your clients, like herbal tea, spice cider, hot cocoa after their treatment. Just a little touch that can make a big difference and feel cozy, especially if there's like to-go cups.
Oh my gosh.
So you can like take their to-go cup and like warm up in the car.
So cute. We order the cups from Anthropologie, the little icon cups that they have.
So,
and we have
cute.
Those up at the front with our coffee bar and like with our protein bar. And a protein shake bar. And I feel like it's definitely given like hints of cute fall vibes. And then like we just ordered all of our Christmas ones. So it's always fun to just like decorate and change even just some of your just like minor decorations. It doesn't have to be like huge investments, but just small touches here and there, I feel like make a big difference.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
We dive into the personal life ones, things that we're doing.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
I'm scrolling through the list.
Yeah. So I am like a big smelly person, like when it comes to my home smelling like the seasons. And so I got the Primally Pure scented candle that is, it's like a spiced one. And I love to like change our hand soaps and everything. I always find the non-toxic versions, of course, but I like to just be able to find those that match the season, because I really feel like that is like what puts me in the mood, you know?
Yes, a smell. That growing up, that's how I knew the seasons were changing, because my mom always changed them up like that.
That's hilarious.
Something I do is I like to get some cozy pieces of clothing.
Oh, yeah.
For the season, like our Skin Club sweat set, plugging it, but also, well, I guess when this comes out, the store will be closed, yep. Huh?
Sorry, guys.
So, we posted.
We did.
But anyways, I like to get cozy sweat sets or really cute jackets, different things like that, and go on fall walks. We have a farm behind our house, and so Jason, Stella, and I will always go on walks and feed the farm animals, and it's nice that we can actually enjoy this time of year, because we're getting out of the heat.
Totally.
It was so hot before.
There's like a stark difference here when it's fall and it's like very cold.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing is the seasonal beverages. If there's a seasonal beverage on the menu, I will be ordering that one until it is no longer available. I have been loving all the pumpkin spice stuff, the apple cider, the maple cardamom, like all of those are delicious. And I think that Starbucks just launched their like Christmas one. I think. I know Dutch did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's actually crazy, because I'm still very much in the fall mode. But
yeah,
I do always order those when they are available.
Yeah. Bouncing off of that is food.
Oh, yeah. A little sweet treat. A little chili.
Mm-hmm. Chili. Butternut squash. Oh my gosh. I got this butternut squash soup from Panera Bread.
Oh, yummy.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. If you have a chance to get butternut squash soup, please do
so
it.
Yummy. Okay. Don't forget to decorate your home as much as you would like. I think that the things like wreaths and just cute flowers, pumpkins. I already started decorating for Christmas, as you guys know, with my nativity fanatic thing that I'm doing. But I think just trying to really set the mood in your home or in your workspace, whatever it makes you feel cozy, do it.
We got our Christmas tree up.
Love.
And I gasped when I saw it. It's so exciting.
It really like changes the entire home when the Christmas tree is up.
Yeah, no, it really does. And like, let me say this. Two things can exist at once. This is the debate. Two things can exist at once. I think we can be thankful for Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite foods. But also be excited for Christmas. Yes. Because I know people get upset if the tree's up too early. But to this, I say, it just makes it cozy. You don't have to put your ornaments up yet.
True.
Like, it's even just the lighting. Like, yeah. Sitting, watching a movie, cuddled in a blanket, and having the ambiance of a Christmas tree up.
Yes.
Like, 100%. I'm sorry, but that's the best thing to me.
Yes, I agree. Well, and to balance with that, like, start getting all the fall movies, like Hocus Pocus, You've Got Mail, all of, like, the cute cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies. Those are defrosting. Start listening to some Mariah Carey. Like, oh, yeah. All of the things are, tis the time, and it'll be gone before you know it. So take advantage, wear the sweat sets while you can all year long or all season long. And yeah, that's what I've got. Anything else you can think of?
No. Oh, yeah.
What?
So I know we talked about like theme treatments, but yeah. Like you could even do like monthly specials if you're an esthetician. Yeah. Like a monthly special of like, back when I was solo, I had each season had a special facial that was discounted. I think my winter one was called my Winter Bliss facial.
Oh, cute.
And that included, I'm trying to remember what I had when I was solo. I was so proud of my seasonal facials. I had like the summer refresher. I had the fall, what was it called? But then I had Winter Bliss, and then I had my spring cleaning facial.
Cute.
And I remember I was so proud of that. But people love a theme. Honestly, yes. My most booked facials when I did do that when I was solo were my seasonal facials. Like people like to That's get really in the cute. Mood. And yeah. Like, especially like the fall one too. I remember I used the Glymed pumpkin enzyme because it so smells yummy. Like pumpkins. Yes. It's so delicious.
I do love that one.
So I think having themed facials or even specials is exciting.
So cute. Well, we hope you guys enjoy this nice cozy fall episode. We hope you guys feel inspired to go to Home Goods and go find yourself some cute fall decor.
Oh yes, shopping at Home Goods does it for me.
And make a chili and drink some hot cocoa and a spiced chai or cider of sorts.
Yes.
Tag us if you do. We want to see what you've got.
I know. I want to have like a, I did the pumpkin painting, but I want to do another like fall Christmassy, or I want someone to do it. some sort of like cutie night. I think like romanticizing the seasons is a lot of fun too. Like doing get togethers, like, oh,
like our bonfire last night. Yes, that was fun.
Yes. That's another update. We did have a bonfire last night and that was so cute. Like it doing was. Things like that, like getting together, like maybe we could do like a Christmas one where we
need to do like a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting ahead of myself to Christmas. Gosh,
I should hire Jason to come be Santa for my children.
He'll do it. He does it for his nieces and nephews.
Oh, cute.
Before we got married, because I force him to spend Christmas Eve with me now, yeah. But before we got married, he would go to all his nieces and nephews' houses and go on the roof and like bang on the roof.
Cute.
And the kids would get so excited. It's really cute. Yeah, I actually went so one cute. Year with him. But now I like make him do my holiday tradition, which is watching the Polar Express on Christmas Eve.
Cute. So sometime in December, my husband and I, we're going to start our tradition that just one random day in December, we're going to just like put our kids to bed and then all of a sudden like blow a train horn and then Cute. Get them up and we're going to drive around Agritopia like drinking hot chocolate like the Polar Express just on a night that they don't anticipate.
That is so cute. You know what? I love Polar Express. It is my comfort
it's
movie.
It's so cute. Yeah.
A lot of people think it's creepy.
It is a little creepy. The people in it are creepy. Like just the art of it is creepy.
Yeah.
But it's a cute movie though.
like that's the movie I grew up watching on Christmas Eve. And so that gives me all the warm, fuzzy feelings.
Love. We'll come over and be Mr. and Mrs. Claus for my children.
I'll do it. I will dress up. We will. Oh my gosh. I'll do it. I'll make our noses pink.
Oh, I love that.
We'll do the makeup and the full makeover. So oh my gosh, cute. I would love that. I actually want to dress up.
Let's do it.
I've always thought like being a Disney character at Disneyland would be so fun because the kids get so excited. Like I will gladly dress up as a Mrs. Claus.
Love.
Hire me. If you hear this, hire me.
She's hired. Okay, guys. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and we hope that you guys stay safe. And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.